When three races have only write-in candidates, the counting takes a while. And more than a week after Kansas City's school board election, the remaining three winners were announced. Curtis Rogers, Marisol Montero, and incumbent President Eric Leonard West, who was already promoting teamwork.
A nine-member team of elected officials is not a great place, for, any diehard ideologies to thrive.
As the board struggled with regaining district accreditation and the threat of a state takeover, a new proposal emerged to trim the board to seven members and add the mayor in an advisory capacity. The Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee endorsed a budget for next year that does not include the governor's cuts to higher education and drastically reduces the cuts the House would have made to a program for blind Missourians. But it includes big cuts to child care programs, Medicaid, and prison meal budgets. Budget Chair Kurt Schaefer said the cuts had to be made.
This committee is still responsible for delivering a balanced budget.
Schaefer said it's doubtful that legislators will pass a tax amnesty bill to bring in more revenue, and nobody wants to talk about raising taxes, not even on tobacco. The Missouri House passed another work comp provision bill with a provision from a bill the governor vetoed last month. It would make occupational disorders strictly the province of work comp, not the courts. Kevin McManus explained why Democrats object to that.
That compensation is severely limited in terms of death benefits. It really amounts to almost a burial fee.
The House also passed a resolution changing ballot language that a court struck down on a voter photo ID constitutional amendment. Meanwhile, former Missouri Governor Roger Wilson pled guilty to charges of misappropriating $5,000 from a state-related work comp insurance company and laundering it through a law firm before it ended up as a contribution to the Democratic Party. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback began the reorganization of state agencies involved in Medicaid in preparation for his plan to hire private contractors to manage the program this summer. Brownback also reassured the public.
We are not cutting anybody off of Medicaid. We are not cutting any services currently provided under Medicaid, and we are not cutting providers.
Kansas Democrats remained skeptical, but don't have the votes to stop the privatization. New hope for the life of the 50-plus-year-old Antioch Shopping Center in Kansas City's Northland got a shot in the arm when the city council approved the latest developer's proposal for tax increment financing. Councilman Dick Davis said it was past time to turn the crumbling center around.
The old Antioch Shopping Center has been an embarrassment for our district, been in a bad state of decay.
The nearly $60 million deal involves city-issued bonds, a TIF, and a super TIF. And OSHA slapped $400,000 in fines on Kansas City's Bartlett Grain over the Atchison grain elevator explosion last fall that took six lives. The agency said the company was guilty of willful violations of known safety risks. Bartlett officials denied that and said they will contest the fines. This is KCUR.